before she passed, and my dad asked me to read it tonight. And I hope you can understand me because I'm going to cry. A privilege. I have the privilege of saying goodbye to probably the smartest person I know. A woman who is an avid reader, including the entire encyclopedia from A to Z. A woman who hates the public eye so much she took a zero for every oral report in school and yet ended up a preacher's wife in a glass house and speaking regularly in public. A woman who did not wait till Dad came home to discipline and could swing a mean switch. A woman who learned to hunt and fish in order to be with my dad. A woman who taught me to fear God. A woman who took up crocheting and needlepoint to be next to her husband as he watched sports. A woman who won't confront you face to face, but can beat you up with her written words. Some of you got those letters. A woman who is ruthless at defending what she loves and respects, God's word, her husband, her kids, her church, her missionaries, her convictions. A woman who made sure I understood that I had choices. A woman who has studied her Bible to such detail she could hold her own in any debate with any preacher I know. A woman who worked hard at keeping a budget so she could stay home. A woman who, despite a small budget, made sure we ate healthy. A woman who, to all not part of her own household, seems quiet and tender. A woman to her own may seem hard, emotionless, and unsentimental, yet refuses to throw away any blurry photo because it holds an image of someone she loves. A woman who made sure her kids knew to grab those photo albums in case of fire. A woman who has high standards and has lived up to her own standards. A woman who has endured in ministry simply because it was needed or wanted, though she knew it wasn't her gift or even desire. A woman who prefers a restaurant to flowers or a bookstore to a jewelry store, hands down. A woman who would rather be in church than any other place. A woman who made her family and her church her friends. A stay-at-home mom who made me walk home from school. A woman who could handle a sawed-off shotgun and a chainsaw. A woman who has supported her husband even through doubt and fear. A woman who has sought God in the moving of the Holy Spirit continually. A woman who would rather pull weeds than clean. A woman who has probably already corrected my grammar while reading this. A woman who is at peace with her own death. A woman who has taught me to be independent, strong, considerate, and joyful despite circumstance. A woman who would stroke my hair as I rested my head on her lap in church. And a woman who could also pinch like no other in church. A woman who is extremely stubborn. A woman who can apply a biblical principle to everything. A woman who demands and honors truth. A woman who made me drink water from the hose. A woman who would read to me until I could read and then made me look it up for myself. A woman like no other I've ever known. A woman who loves nature, especially trees. And a woman who would show strong emotion if you cut down a tree. A woman who fears high bridges. A woman I fear. A woman I hope to be like. A woman who taught me crazy songs and memorable sayings. A woman who pretends not to hear at her convenience, but has superhuman hearing at your inconvenience. A woman who, despite her faults, has been a great mom. A woman who has influenced me, prayed over me, embarrassed me, angered me, helped me, inspired me, and loved me.
Amen.
A woman I shall see again.
Amen.
I love you, Mom. It has been an amazing privilege.
Amen. Amen.